You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/archers.
No, I didn't ask him. Because he's already told me. And what he says makes perfect sense.
They're moving out of Rickyard to save on the rent.
Why pay rent when they could save that money towards a deposit for a place of their own?
Well, if that's what Ed told you.
Not in so many words.
No, you're right. It does make perfect sense. If I was in their place, I might well do the same.
Yeah.
Rickyard's tiny. They must be bursting at the seams. And there are Neil and Susan rattling around in that lovely big house with all their spare rooms.
Yeah, but there's quite a history there, remember? When they lived in the caravan, Neil banning Ed from the house.
But yes, but a lot's happened since then, Oliver. They've all moved on, surely.
Well, nevertheless...
Oh, time I was off, anyway.
If anyone values his independence, it's Ed Grundy. And he took quite a big hit repairing his milking machinery. He could be getting into deep financial trouble and too proud to tell me.
Oh, so this is all about male pride.
Oh, Caroline, Ed's a good stockman. He's kept up with his rent and with his payments on the cows. If he is in a fix and I start interrogating him, well, it'll only add to the pressure.
Did I say interrogate?
Well, you can see the problem. It's a delicate situation.
So, be delicate.
Oh,
I'm sure you can if you really try. If he is in trouble, you ought to know. You might be able to help him.
Hello, you lost something.
My cigarettes.
No.
Put them down somewhere.
Well, can't see them. There with all this stuff lying about.
And I've been tidying up and going through my Christmas list. There's just so much to do.
Pushcat, there's 2 whole weeks to Christmas.
That may seem a long time
to
you.
And your bags are here. Look, on the mantelpiece.
Oh, yeah.
So, sit down, take a break, relax.
I've still drawn a complete blank with Tony's present. I just don't know where to get him.
Okay, so, how about snowboarding lessons?
What?
Yeah, well, you know that nephew of Tom's? What's his name?
Rich.
Yeah, him. That's what they're getting him, called the Brenda.
That? Tony's a lot better than he was, but that's hardly appropriate.
Yeah, only kidding.
If you can come up with some serious suggestions, though, I'd be happy to hear them.
Well, come on, slow down a bit. It's Sunday morning. At this rate, you'll be burnt out by Christmas Eve.
Don't worry about me, I'm fine.
I do worry. What time you come up last night?
I was talking to James.
Yeah, and when you did get to bed, you sat up reading half the night.
Oh, look, if I kept you awake, I'm sorry.
No, I know it's been a stressful few weeks, but we're through all that now. Joyce will be moving into a new place soon.
Joyce?
Yeah. And to be honest, I found it just a little bit hard to get through to you these last couple of days.
Really? I don't know why you say that.
Well, I think...
What?
You've been taking too much on.
Do you think so?
Yeah. So, no more work today. I'm taking you out to lunch.
Oh, Matt, it's kind, but there's really no need.
No, but I'd like to. So, I've booked us a table at Grey Gables.
But, Matt, James...
And Leonie have gone down the ball. So, it'll just be the two of us. Come on, leave all this, cheer up, and go and put your glad rags on.
Poor you.
Well, never thought I stood much of a chance.
No one likes to lose an election, though, do they?
Well.
Even if it is just for the chair of the county NFU.
You say just.
Okay, I know it matters. It's a crucial time, with a cap coming up for review.
Yeah. Well, someone needs to speak up for endangered species like us.
Mixed farms.
It's like I keep saying to anyone who'll listen... The balance has swung too much in favour of arable. With the TB on top of everything else, livestock farmers are really up against it.
No need to lecture me about it. I'm on your side.
Well, horn and corn. I mean, it would have been nice if the new chair had kept a few cows, at least.
So this Dean Adams?
Yeah, 100% arable. up there in the rolling prairies of North Borsetshire.
Well, that doesn't mean he'll make a bad chair.
Nah, he seems a perfectly reasonable human being, really. I'm sure he'll not mess the job up too much.
Shame it had to come to a vote.
Yeah. Still, silver linings and all that. As a loser, I'll be able to spend more time with my family.
I'd definitely vote for that.
Won't know what to do with myself. All that time on my hands.
You'll have to take up a hobby. Or spend it thinking about treats for me, of course. That's a good option.
Ah, speaking of which, you've probably forgotten all about it, but it's our anniversary next weekend.
Me forget?
24 years.
Only one more till our big one.
Yeah. So, if you'd like to go out and do something to celebrate?
Yeah, I would. I'll be milking Sunday morning, but...
The usual, then? Book a nice restaurant somewhere not too far?
Yeah, that'd be lovely. Can I leave it up to you?
Yeah, sure.
Afternoon.
Ah.
Oh, Neil, hi.
Hi. You busy?
Did you get a message?
Yeah. You wanted to chat?
Yeah, if you got a moment.
Well, is now a good time?
Yes, fine.
I'll go and put the kettle on.
Thanks for coming by, Neil. Let's go in, shall we?
Yeah. Don't suppose you've had much leisure time yourself, Layla?
No. And we've got two big office parties coming up next week.
All good for business, though, eh?
Not complaining.
Well, me and Lillian, we're having our own little office party this afternoon.
Oh, I see. What about Brenda?
Oh, well, we'll do another one for her.
Two? Gosh.
And it's not the boss who's paying for this one, it's on me.
Oh, I'd take him up on that, Lillian.
Lillian?
What? Oh, sorry, darlings, I was busy with the menu.
Miles away.
What did you say?
Your office party.
Oh, yes, he's being very good to me.
Because you deserve it. As captain of the good ship Amside, you've steered us through another difficult year, guiding us through the rocks and shallows of the recession. And here we are, still afloat. Just about.
Please, making me blush.
It's a nice way to put it, Matt.
You know I couldn't have done it alone, not without you.
Ah, come on, no need to be modest. And next year it'll be full steam ahead, eh?
Next year? Yeah.
Oh, so how's James? Is his leg still in plaster?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, one more day. He's going back in tomorrow to have it taken off.
That's the plaster, not the leg.
Good. It's been quite a while, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well...
Yeah, it's been lovely for me to have him around.
Yeah, nice for both of us. He's been good company.
So, you're going to miss him?
Well, he's not going yet, darling.
Oh, no, but I suppose he'll have to go back to London eventually.
Yes, though he's still not made any definite plans.
Oh, I see.
Well, no rush, eh? Let's see how it goes tomorrow. 20%?
Yeah. Sometimes a touch more.
Oh, I'd no idea. I mean, I can't buy in bulk either. I pay over the odds for my feed, but not half as much as that.
Yeah, and you don't have Ed's cash flow problems.
The thing is, David, me and Susan, neither of us realised he was in so much trouble, not until recently.
Yeah, and the way feed prices are heading, it's only going to get worse.
I know all about that, too.
They're talking about a 20 or 25% rise. Oh. So even if Ed does save by sourcing through our co-op, he's not going to end up any better off.
No, he's not.
Either way, he's in for a tough winter. And Ruth reckons, and I think she's right, she reckons his feed bill may be only the tip of the iceberg.
Hmm?
You know, if he's got himself in this deeper hole, then maybe he's not keeping on top of his day-to-day account.
You're right, of course, but he's had no proper business training. Oh, David, I should have realised this long ago.
I mean, you say your costs are steep, but you managed to turn in a decent profit.
Only because I watch every penny and know where it goes.
Exactly. And that is where Ed may need some help.
Hmm.
So, well, that's why we thought of you.
You think I should try and have a word with him?
We'd be happy to offer ourselves, but...
No, I can see why.
I mean, we had a hard enough job persuading him to come in with the feed and fertiliser. I know you're doing a lot already by taking them in.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Ed might feel he owes me too much already.
It's got to be worth a try, though, surely.
I don't know, David.
Neil, mate, from what Ruth and I picked up the other day,
His whole business could be at risk here. So if a word or two from you could help pull him through.
Yeah, I'll do anything I can to help him out, of course, but it's going to be tricky.
You'll have a go, though.
Yes, yeah, I'll have to, somehow.
So what I thought is, why don't we try and have a break after Christmas?
Sounds lovely, darling, but...
What? Don't you fancy it?
Well, yeah, it's just... I don't know, I can't really think that far ahead.
OK, fair enough. Maybe this isn't the time. Shall we go through and grab our table?
Yeah, you go ahead, darling. I've got to make a quick call.
Yeah?
Yeah, I forgot to tell Mum we'll need to reschedule our visit to Jack this afternoon.
Oh, OK.
I'll pop out to the lobby and do it now.
I had a word with Ed before he went home. He's still insisting everything's fine.
Hmm. You still don't believe him?
I'm not sure what to believe. I just don't think he's told me the whole truth.
But if he doesn't want to talk about it...
No, there's not a great deal else I can do for now.
Not for Ed, perhaps. What about the children?
Ah, yes.
Kira's your goddaughter, after all.
Well, a present for her, you mean? I hadn't forgotten.
So, any ideas?
Well, might need to ask you for some help on that.
Really?
Please. Well, it's been so long since my daughters were that age.
OK, we'll talk about it later.
Thanks.
Oh, we should get something a bit special for George this year, too. So, let's both think hard and find some lovely things for them.
Yes. Yes, we must.
Paul, darling, I'm so sorry. I've really not had a chance to get back to you sooner. I don't mean to keep putting you off, but things are still all up in the air here. Complicated. James is going back to outpatients tomorrow, and if his plaster comes off, well, until I know what his plans are, I can't really make any of my own. But the moment I do, I'll let you know. I promise. I so want to see you again. I think about you all the time. So we'll talk again soon. Bye, darling. Bye.
Hey, can you get me out with these? I've got another round here for the party.
Yeah, not this minute.
Kenta?
Yeah, I'm just snipping out the back. I need to have an urgent word with the...
What?
Frida.
Excuse me, can I just squeeze through,
I
please?
Thank
you. Ah, Jolie.
Hello, Linda.
Well, quite a crowd in this afternoon.
Yeah, office party from Hollison.
I shan't get in your way. I was hoping for a word with Kent.
Ah!
Is he about anywhere? I thought I saw him.
Was it anything important?
Oh, yes. It's about his MC role for the show, The Lord of Misrule.
Oh, right. Was here just a minute ago.
Oh.
Have you tried the plums? Or maybe he's popped out the back somewhere.
Oh, all right. Thanks, Jolene. I'll see if I can find him. Excuse me. Oh, sorry. Thank you.
Okay, you come out now.
Is it safe?
Now, why I should have to cover for you?
Oh, thanks, love. Not that I'm scared of her.
Oh, that's it.
It's just not a good time, you know?
Here, you can help me with this lot in return. Two dry white wines and a Bloody Mary.
Okay.
If you really don't want to MC her show...
No, it's not that I don't want to.
Oh, I thought...
No, I do.
After you were such a star at the fashion show.
Well, no, it's just that I don't have time to hang around while Linda tells me exactly how I ought to do it.
She's in charge, isn't she?
Oh, what, is that meant to make me feel better?
Reese and Fallon don't seem to have any complaints. They've been enjoying the rehearsals.
Yeah, well, no surprises there, eh?
I don't think it's just because they're...
Well, so loved up, they're in a little world of their own. Pink, fluffy clouds everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's been practically living round his place this last week or so.
So they're happy. Don't knock it.
Well, so long as Reese doesn't let it interfere with his work.
Oh, such a romantic.
Well, he's taking tomorrow night off so they can go out on their foursome.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
What do you mean?
Well, Reese and Fallon, it's still quite early days, isn't it?
Yeah, so?
I think it was Ifty's idea, not theirs. They're not feeling pushed into it.
Ah, there you are.
Oh,
no. You stay right here.
Oh, Linda, hello.
Tracked you down at last. I came in through the kitchens. I hope you don't mind.
No. No, that's fine.
Now, Kent, we need to have a serious talk.
Yeah, thing is, Linda, we've got a big rush on right now. Well, you can see.
Well, yes, but...
No, it's okay. I can manage the rest.
Jolene?
I'll get Reese through from the Plowmans. You go and talk to Linda.
If you're sure, you don't need me to come along.
Thanks, Ma. Leonie's taking me in. It's all been decided.
All right.
She's on her way up now. And I'm sure you've got far better things to do with your afternoon.
Well, I do have one or two jobs that need seeing to.
Although, you may not want to hear this, but I do think Matt has a point.
What?
You've been working too hard, Ma. Nose to the old grindstone.
He told you that?
You need to ease up a bit. I don't want you wearing yourself out.
Shouldn't worry about that.
No, I suppose I'm hardly the one to lecture you, am I? Here I am, a slave to my laptop. Can't rest if I'm out of Wi-Fi range.
Hello, it's still there then. The old plaster.
Yes.
It was today, wasn't it?
Another couple of hours.
Leona's about to take him to the hospital.
Oh, good. I should think you'd be glad to get shot of it.
Amen to that.
Still... You'll soon be skipping around like the rest of us, back at the wheel of a nice, new, tasty little motor.
Well...
Not quite as soon as that. Maybe a little while longer before he can drive.
Yeah, true. One step at a time, eh?
Yeah.
So to speak. Well, good luck then. Tell him to watch out with that saw.
Thanks, I will.
And when you get back, we can open a bottle, have ourselves a little celebration.
And as for our three witches, forget Sinister, they're absolutely chilling.
Ruth and Usha?
Oh, yes. They were a wonderful form at our last rehearsal. Now, I'm serious, I came out in goose pimples all over.
Oh, gosh, I can't wait to see that.
Though, Ruth still has a slight tendency to cackle, if I don't remind her.
Aren't witches meant to cackle?
But Lillian, well, I have to say, she wasn't really focusing, you know.
Oh?
A bit under the weather, perhaps, but still, I've no doubt she'll come through on the night.
If you say so, Linda.
Oh, and you've still not heard about my latest coup.
Mm-hmm.
Angela Probert's agreed to teach her little ones to do an authentic Elizabethan pavan.
Wow, really?
I know. So good of her. I'm sure it'll be charming.
Mm.
Yes. Oh, I'm so pleased we're involving the younger generation.
Well, I'm sure we'll all learn some great new moves, yeah.
So you can see it's already shaping up to be a marvellous show.
Oh, yes, we'll be packing them in.
And there's a special Elizabethan food, too. Your mother's making brawn.
Come again?
The original Elizabethan version. Well, not quite, actually. It was originally made from pig offal, but...
Offal? Okay.
No. She's going to recreate it using pork loin, set in a delicious jelly.
Delicious jelly, right.
Anyway, so much for all of that. We need to talk about your role as Master of Ceremonies.
Right. This Lord of Misrule character...
Yeah, it's quite simple, really, Kenton. It shouldn't be too taxing for you.
Linda, I presume Misrule means what it says.
All we need are a few light-hearted remarks as you introduce the acts.
Good, yeah. So, what's your definition of light-hearted?
Well... Lively, amusing, cheeky, perhaps.
Ah, cheeky, right.
Without lapsing into bad taste, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Not quite enough bad taste coming from Jazzer.
Oh, have we? Good.
Now, I'm perfectly happy to script your introductions for you, if you like.
That's kind,
Linda,
I've already come up with
a couple of ideas.
Yeah, I generally prefer to work from my own material.
I've printed them out for you. There you are.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure if you practice your lines and work hard at your role...
Linda, I know authenticity is what you're after, and I'm really keen to give it my all, really, you know, get inside this character.
Well, that's very commendable of you, Kent.
I want it to be like the real thing, someone your average Elizabethan punter would recognise as one of their own.
Good.
Oh, and I want to look the part too, so...
Oh, needn't worry about that. I found you a very suitable costume. It even has a codpiece.
Hello? Oh. How are we getting on here?
I think we're about done, aren't we?
Yes, I mustn't keep you from your work. You've got your list for the running order, haven't you?
Trust me, Linda, I won't let you down.
Good. So, all set for the big night?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, yeah, you wait and see. It's It's going to be a real fun evening.
I saw Leone's car back. Did it all go to plan?
Well, the plaster's gone.
Oh, that's good news. No complications?
No, he said it was all very straightforward.
Excellent. So, how long until he's mobile again?
Well, not quite sure.
I'll just have a word with Ma.
Perhaps you'd better ask him yourself.
Ah, here he comes.
Darling, you are naughty. I said I'd bring it in to you.
Doctor's orders. Gentle exercise.
Hello. Still on the old sticks, then.
Hello, Matt. Yes, for a while, anyway.
Okay.
Here, darling, let me give you a hand.
Thanks, Ma.
Still, it's good to see you out of that plaster.
Yeah, though I'm not going to be training for a marathon anytime soon.
No? Oh, I thought you'd be well up
there. Be patient, darling.
Yeah, see? Look, they've strapped it up with a brace and bandages. Can't put my full weight on it.
Yeah.
Oh, my leg still feels weak as a kitten's. No strength in it at all.
Darling, it's quite normal. You've not been using it for all this time.
Still quite a shock to the old system. The muscle looks half wasted away.
Well, it'll come back. You'll have to be patient.
So, how long before you'll be up and running, so to speak?
Well...
I'll have to take it steady. The bone cells are still knitting, apparently. Oh, it won't take my full weight for a while. Could be another, month or so.
Month?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's no use trying to hurry it. We'll have to let nature take its course.
Oh, I guess so.
At least you'll find it easier to get up and down the stairs.
Actually, Ma, I've got some more news to tell you.
Oh?
I had a word with a medic, and he's arranging for me to carry on my treatment at my local hospital, back in town.
Oh, London!
Right.
So it's been wonderful for me staying here. You've looked after me so well, but, you know, duty calls.
Yes, I see.
I can only do so much by email. Now I'm out of that damn plaster. My clients need to know their man's back in the hood again.
So you'll be heading back to the bright lights?
I've had a chat with Leone and she's going to take me back on Thursday.
Thursday? Right.
Oh, we're going to miss you terribly, darling, of course.
Yeah, we are.
And me, you. You've been wonderful, Ma.
But I can see that you must put your business first.
Are you tied up for the next day or two?
Me? No special plans, apart from work, of course.
So we can have some time together?
Yes, you're right, we will. Look, here's your tea, darling.
Ah, thanks. Just what I needed.
Tea for you, Matt?
Well, as it's after six, I might have something a little bit stronger.
I shouldn't really say this, but I wouldn't mind a quieter evening. Oh, my feet are killing me. Hey, what's so funny about that?
Yeah, hold on, I just want to get this down.
What? And if you're going to spend the night playing games on your phone...
What? Not games, I'm working.
Oh.
I'm getting down some ideas for the show. For links and stuff, one-liners, you know? Milton Jones style.
I find it hard to keep up. In 1 minute you're hiding from Linda... Now you're stood there grinning all over your face.
Yeah, well, tell me something, Jolene. How many tickets have we sold for the show?
Not many. Far fewer than normal. I don't know how the shop's doing, but...
Yeah, well, I thought as much.
Yeah, it's a bit disappointing, really. It's usually a big part of Christmas for the village. It's a shame.
Yes. I'm a little bit worried about the way it's shaping up so far, actually.
I should leave the worrying to Linda if I were you.
Well, it's okay. We may yet be able to fix it, if all goes to plan.
What plan?
No. Don't crowd me. Just give my creative genius some space.
What are you up to, Kenton?
What? Oh, just doing my bit for the community, darling.
Evening!
Hello, Matt. Usual, is it?
Go on, make it a double.
Coming up! Yeah. Kenton, can you put that phone away and go and change the locker?
Yep. On my way.
Now, on some dry roasted while you're at it.
Ooh, splashing out tonight, then.
Yeah. Oh, yes. James went into hospital today, and they cut him out of his plaster.
That's nice for him.
Yeah. And he's going back to London on Thursday.
Oh. Well, that'd be sad for Lillian.
Well, yeah.
It's been great for her, having him to stay.
Of course it has, yeah.
Well, from what I've heard, you and James have been getting on well and all.
Is that what you heard?
So it's not true, then?
Oh, well, could have been worse, I suppose. But you want to know the honest truth, Jolene? As far as I'm concerned, Thursday can't come soon enough.
Rhys is being very cagey about it. He's not even said where we're going.
Well, you know why that is.
No?
Because they didn't have a plan until about an hour ago.
Okay, well, that figures.
Oh, Ifty's been texting me about it all morning.
Well, so what's it to be, then?
A Thai place for a curry, and then on to a club of our choice.
Oh, that sounds good to me.
So what's the scene here? Is Ryan okay to take over for the night?
Yeah, he's all set. I'm hoping it won't be too busy later.
Well, Tuesday.
It's nothing he can't handle.
Right. He's had some practice at closing up these last few nights, hasn't he?
Oh.
With you in such a rush to get back to yours.
Yeah, well, you know...
Well, when I say yours, I mean I presume that's where you're going.
Yes, Kirsty. So I stayed over the last few nights at Reese's. What else would you like to know?
Oh, whatever you'd like to tell me.
Kirsty.
Okay, you keep it to yourself. Oh, I'm just happy for you, that's all.
Oh, thanks.
No, really. Oh, Rhys is a great guy. You're very lucky. I'm glad it's working out.
Yeah, so am I.
Great, so we can all go out and have a real fun night together.
Oh, right, and I better say now, I had a word with Rhys and worked out a few ground rules.
Like what?
Well, with those two boys together, if you're not careful, it'll be cricket, the Six Nations, World Cup qualifiers, yawn.
That's true.
And we've all been ODing on these rehearsals for Much Ado.
Oh, yeah.
So we made a deal for later. No sport and no Shakespeare.
No, it's good to hear from you. I'm just out with the ewes.
Well, if you're not too busy...
No. I was going to call you, actually. I was hoping to come round and see you later.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, you know, just say hello and to drop off a couple of presents for the kids.
Oh, that's kind of you.
So, is it okay if I pop in before you eat? Say, 6:30, 7?
Yeah, that'd be perfect. I've been wanting to have a talk with you anyway.
Oh, yeah?
That's why I called. It's this dairy conversion... David, it's turning out to be more complicated than we thought. I really don't know what we're going to do about it.
Two minutes. Farlan's just checking things out with Ryan before she goes.
I was hoping Jim might be in tonight.
Oh, yeah! Your big celebrity feature in an old magazine.
Oh, sorry, I mean Boss at Your Life.
He's sending it off at the end of the week. He said he'd let me see it first.
Well, don't you trust him?
So I can check it for typos.
He's a professor. I think he should be able to spell.
Kirsty tells me we have got rules to stick to tonight.
Aye, no sport or Shakespeare.
What's that all about? Are they worried we might break out into impromptu soliloquies?
What do you mean? All right. To be or not to be, yeah.
Sport, though, that's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, I mean, what other subjects are there? What I want for Father Christmas.
Safe, but...
boring.
And I've just spent a whole hour searching the high street for a present for Kirsty.
An hour? That's true dedication for you.
And what did I find? Nothing. Nada. Zilch. Every shop stuffed with the same old tack.
Ah, I feel for you, mate.
So what about you? Any ideas for Fallon?
I might have, yeah.
So come on, tell us.
No.
Rhys.
No, I'm not telling you.
I won't give it away, I promise.
No. Anyway, I can't. It's on our list of forbidden subjects.
Okay, well, that narrows it down a bit.
Look, it's no good. You never get this one out of me. But I do think it's brilliant. You know, a proper stroke of genius.
You're quite sure about that?
Yeah, why not?
Well, you and Fallon... It's only been a week or two. You think she's ready for whatever it is you've got in mind?
Look, it's not good. You won't get it out to me either way.
You're shutting me out here, Rhys.
Okay, I'll tell you. I'll tell you what else I'm getting her, just as a little extra. An online voucher, right? So she can download an album of her choice.
Rhys, oh, a voucher?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
How can I explain this? It's a total cop-out. Only complete losers give gift vouchers.
Losers?
Trust me, I know women. She won't respect you for it. You need to be bold. You need to choose an album for her.
Okay, yeah. The thing is, she's into all these super cool indie bands I've never heard from places like Leeds and Morrigan.
Well, that's no excuse. Let me help you out here. All we need to
hey
do
guys,
is...
Hey, guys, you going to sit there all night?
No, we're ready.
So what's the big discussion about? Anything we should know?
No, nothing.
Okay.
Well, we were talking about the role of tennis in Shakespeare's history plays.
Ah, believe us, does he, Kirsty? You know, we're serious.
Matthew Watkins from the bank, their commercial relations manager.
It's a very grand title.
Oh, you know these people, they don't give much away. He's a bit of a walking spreadsheet. But he holds the purse string, so...
You know, there's more space in here than you'd think. Underneath all this junk.
Yes, but is it enough?
What, 10 rooms?
If we go with Duncan's idea. But they'd have to be big with kitchen facilities and what sort of bed-sitting areas so they can double as holiday lets.
Yeah, I can see the logic in that. If your weddings are mostly weekends.
Exactly. And we'd want to try and let them for the rest of the time, the weeks we don't have weddings booked.
Maximise your income, yeah.
Yeah, so that's plan A. But then Matthew comes along and says...
Says you should be going for the big overnight conference market.
Well, he didn't think the weddings and holiday let plans was a particularly good mix.
Oh, God, excuse me.
Sorry, it's not very nice in here. They're only just starting to clear it out.
Yeah. Ah, okay, so, option one, stick with your original 10 rooms with kitchen facilities so that they double for weddings and holiday lets.
Yes.
And option two, build smaller rooms, but more of them, and let them for overnight conferences and for weddings.
Sounds simple when you say it like that.
I can see it's a difficult call.
It's been going round and round in my head.
Okay, well, let's see if we can sort it out for you. Let's talk through some of the pros and cons.
Oh, it'd be great if we could. But not here. Let's go and warm up, eh?
Yeah.
Ah, still a drop left, Joe? Anyone?
No,
I'm fine, thanks.
Okay, me and Ifty split between us then. Ifty?
Yeah, I hope you're pacing yourself here, mate.
Aye, I'm doing fine,
it's
thank
okay.
you.
It's okay, we're getting a taxi home.
Oh, excellent. Oh, another bottle?
Crispy duck, which is so amazing.
No, I think we ought to be moving on.
Oh, yeah, let's dance. I want to go clubbing.
And Reese has enough trouble staying upright at the best of times.
Aye, what are you saying, mate?
Don't be mean.
When have you ever seen me fall over?
Oh, he'll be fine. He's got Fallon to look after him now.
Your brilliant debut for Ambridge, remember? You got halfway down the wicket and flat on your face.
I tripped, right? I was stone cold sober.
Hey, no.
Ding, ding.
At sport, that is not allowed.
Oh, you fell straight into that one, mate.
That's one more point for Ifty.
We're keeping a score here, you know. Whoever gets the most points buys the first round when we move on.
So, that'll be on you then, mate.
Well, we're not done here yet. So let's talk about something else. Music. I know. What's the best track we've all heard recently?
Yeah, nice one.
Oh, yeah. Mine's...
Fallon, you go first.
Me?
Right, you wait, right? They'll wear skinny jeans and they'll come from Brooklyn.
Shush, please. Actually, I was driving back from Jack's the other night and it was a beautiful, clear night and all the stars were shining and this lovely Christmas song by Ella Fitzgerald came on the radio.
Oh,
Ella?
Yeah, it's one that I've not heard before. It was so beautiful. It completely blew me away.
There you go, Reese.
What's the movie, Fallon? Going all dewy-eyed over soppy old jazz songs.
Thank you, Kirsty.
Good choice, Fallon.
Still, like they say, music's the food of love and all that.
Oh, shut up.
Wait.
Hey.
What are you blushing for?
Ding, ding. 1 point for Kirsty. Shakespeare, Twelfth Night. If music be the food of love.
Oh, nice one, Ifty.
That is not.
Hey, come on, that's not fair.
One down for Kirsty.
Okay, time to move on, I think. I'm going to get my coat.
Good plan. I'll come with you.
Oh, you meanie.
Oh, I'm sorry, babe. Just getting my own back.
Oh, you've done too many pub quizzes.
Actually, the quote is widely misunderstood. It's more about a guy who's being given...
Sorry, sir. I'm a bad girl.
On the contrary.
So you, what are you looking so smug and pleased about?
Me? Okay. Because I am a very lucky man to have such a gorgeous and wonderful girlfriend.
I'm so lucky too.
Well, that's the problem with the holiday lets as I see it. It's quite a different market for you.
Yes, I know.
You know, it's a whole new venture.
with all the risks involved. And then I guess there's a chance that your holiday bookings would clash with your weddings.
Mm, yes.
I presume they both peak in the same season.
Mm, something Matthew pointed out.
Well, I reckon I'm with him as far as that one goes.
Really?
The overnight conferences would be a better fit with your existing business.
Yes, I think you're probably right. But we really do need to build up our wedding numbers at the same time.
Well, you say you're doing 10 a year now?
Mm. I'd like to double that, at least.
Mm.
Say 20, 25.
Well, your new accommodation would help with that, surely.
Hopefully, yes. And we could do more with our green weddings. Maybe look at the market for Asian weddings, too.
Yeah, why not? So, your next step is to do some more market research. Find somewhere that's already gone for the overnight weddings thing, perhaps. You know, have a look around.
Yes.
Anyway.
Well, thanks, David. That's a lot clearer.
Well, there's still a couple of weeks till Christmas.
Yes. I'll get Roy onto it first thing tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, and we are really looking forward to it, coming over for Christmas Day.
It's really nice you can come.
Well, if there's anything we can do to help out...
Thanks. Mum and Shula are going to help with the cooking.
OK, well, if there is, just let us know. Oh, hang on, before I go. Here's the receipt for Freddie's birthday present, the riding gloves.
Oh, thanks.
Just in case they're the wrong sort, isn't it?
No, I'm sure. I mean, if you spoke to Shula, they'll be perfect.
Well, she told us where to get them. She said they were exactly like the ones he lost.
It's a great present. It's really clever of you.
Yeah, well, you know, as he's about to start his riding again.
Yes, he's so desperate to get back out again.
OK, well, we'll pop in later tomorrow.
And David, thanks so much for coming over and talking through my dilemma. I really do appreciate it.
I don't know if I was much help, really.
Yes, you were. Sometimes, when it's just me here on my own, wrestling with it all... I just lose sight of it a bit.
Yeah. Well, if you want to talk through it again, you know, any time.
Thanks. It's just nice to be able to share it with someone close. Someone who's on my side. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You know, George was asking me again this morning.
Yeah, asking what?
About the Christmas tree. When we're going to get it.
Oh.
Well, a lot of his mates have got theirs already. We can't go on making excuses.
So what did you tell him?
I didn't know what to say.
So we need to tell him about the move. Oh, look, I'm not arguing with you, Ed. We should have told him before. We can't keep putting it off.
No.
Right, but I can see you don't want to do it.
Well, I don't mind if you don't want to do it.
No, it's all right. I'll tell him.
It might be better coming from you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell him today. This afternoon when he gets back from school.
It's really sweet of them. They're both so busy.
Yes, they must have put some thought into it.
And done their research. Talked to Shula.
Freddie seems delighted.
He was so pleased. And Lily loves her bracelet.
Shall I put the sausage rolls to keep warm?
Yes, you might as well.
So, what did David think about your dairy plans?
Oh, well, like me, he could see both sides of the argument. But he was very patient, let me wish her on for half an hour, and then summed it all up in a couple of sentences.
Just like your father. So what next?
Well, more research. Then when I've made the decision, we'll need to get our business plan finalised.
Mm-hmm.
I promised the accountant we'll have something for him by next week.
Oh, brownies.
Mm, yeah, hands off, yeah. Kenton.
Hello.
Oh, hiya. How's it all going?
Not too bad.
A lot of hungry kids out there. They'll be through this lot like a plague of locusts.
Yeah, well, not for the next half hour, they won't.
Oh, good. Well, gives me time to get my sound system ready.
So where are you having this disco of yours?
In the library. It'll be a bit of a squeeze, but we'll pack them all in. Good training for when they start clubbing. Oh, and Mum, you and I need to have a serious talk.
Do we?
Yeah, maybe when all this is over?
Well, not then. Chris and I are going straight on to visit Mr. Pullen.
Oh.
Visit?
Yes, he was really poorly at the weekend, so they've taken him into hospital.
Oh, dear.
The bronchitis is back and at his age.
Elizabeth?
Iftikhar, hello.
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 Oh, hi. Hi, hi. I hope you don't mind. The door was standing open.
Oh, no, no. Freddy's tutorial.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. Maybe this isn't such a good time.
Oh, Iftikhar, I'm so sorry. I meant to call and cancel it.
That's okay, don't worry.
It's their birthday party.
Yes, that's pretty obvious.
Well, look, now you're here, why not stay for some tea and cake?
Well...
Yes, yes, why don't you? I mean, you've come all this way.
And hey, there's a disco after.
Oh, well, that is kind, but you've got quite a houseful already. I'll just...
There's always room for one more.
No, I'll get off. Although...
Yes?
I'd love a look around the grounds before I go. The decorations. Perhaps I could just have a wander.
Oh, yes, of course.
I didn't have a chance last week.
Well, OK, it's at its best now, when the lights begin to show. Mum, would you mind...
No! I'll keep an eye on things here.
I could do with a check round outside anyway. I'll come out with you, Iftikhar.
Can I have some crisps?
Oh, all right, if you eat an apple first.
Yeah, I will.
Hey, George, wait. Come here, come and sit down for a bit. That's it.
Why?
Well, because I've got something to tell you, Georgie. Some exciting news.
Is it about Christmas?
Well, in a way, yeah, it is. So me and Ed, we've been thinking about what we're going to do when Kira gets bigger. She's not a little baby anymore, is she? And she's soon going to need a bed like yours and somewhere to put all her toys.
Oh, no, she's coming into my room.
Well, that's the trouble. Your room's too small for two, isn't it?
Yes, it's mine.
And she can't stay in ours for much longer. So you see, sweetheart, this house is really too small for us. So what we thought is, why don't we all move up and stay at Nana and Grandad's? They've got a lovely big house and you'd have a great big room of your own and Kira would have her own room too. You see, we'd have a great Christmas up there, wouldn't we?
But when would we come home again?
Well, darling... We wouldn't have to do that. We'd stay with Nana and Grandad. So that would be our home.
But I like being here on the farm.
Yeah, love, but you wouldn't be far. You could still come down and help Josh, and he'll be coming up to feed the hens. And Grandad's got all his pigs up there. You could help him too. That'd be so much fun, wouldn't it?
Can I take a little Mitch with me?
Yeah. Yeah, of course he'd come with us. So it's all going to be really exciting, isn't it? A proper adventure.
Wow.
We call them the living Christmas trees. There was just this lovely grove of conifers and they were asking to be covered in lights.
Well, it's fantastic. All of it is. Oh, that treetop walk, stunning.
I'm glad you like it.
I love it, yes.
So, I hope you've not had an entirely wasted journey.
No, not at all. And Freddie had told me his birthday was coming up.
No,
I should have checked.
No, it was my fault. We've had so much going on.
Anyway, I'm sure he's cool to skip an extra hour's maths tuition on his birthday.
Well, yes, but he's really enjoying your lessons. He's getting so much out of them. It's come as a big surprise to him that maths can actually be fun.
He's fun to teach, and he's a quick learner.
He gets bored so easily.
Yeah, so do most 12-year-old boys. Sorry, 13.
I know. Oh, it only seems like a few months ago they were both sitting in their high chairs, dipping fish fingers all over the floor.
Do you want to say stop, you're growing up too fast?
Sometimes, yes.
Well, teenagers. I work with them every day.
Yes, of course.
They're a pretty decent bunch on the whole. Give as much as they take.
Well, I know I certainly wasn't the easiest teen in the world.
Oh, really?
Ask Mum, I'm sure she'd agree. And now bringing up two of them on my own is such a responsibility.
Oh, I don't think you should worry. They're a great couple of kids. And you seem to have a really good relationship with them.
Most of the time. It's just that without their dad around... You know...
Yeah, I do, a little. My own dad died when I was 14.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Well, why should you? I come from a big family. We're all very close, so... I guess You learn to just deal with things, muddle along, you know?
Yes, yeah, I suppose. But all the same.
Well, thank you for the tour. You should get back to your party.
Are you sure you won't stay and have some tea?
Well...
Come on, you'd be very welcome. Freddie would love to see you.
No, really. Thank you, but, well, I've got some Christmas shopping to do.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I've been trying to find something special for Kirsty.
What, no luck?
Oh, it's been a real headache. It's time for some serious internet browsing, I think.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thanks. So I'll see you next term?
Yeah, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, of course. So, have a great Christmas, won't you?
So we needn't have worried, really. He was fine about it in the end.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Em.
Yeah, such a relief.
Well, you must have done a good job. I knew you'd handle it.
Well, now that's done. And now we've got another problem, haven't we? What about Will?
What about him?
Now George knows, he'll have to be told.
Well, I don't see why.
It?
Well, he'll find out without us having to tell him.
That's what I mean. We can't just leave it. I don't want him finding out from George.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not going to go...
So it's up to me again, is it?
Emma, come on. You can see why I don't want to...
Yeah, all right. But leave it with me. I'll sort it out.
Yes! Yes, that sounds quite loud enough to me.
Great. I can always tweak it up a bit.
If you want to deafen them.
Well, I'll just move the speakers over a touch.
So, about Linda's show?
Oh, yeah, I've been putting my mind to it big time.
Oh?
Yeah. But it's bordering on disaster, Mum. We need to take some serious action.
What are you talking about, Kenton?
Well, isn't it obvious? We've got to give the punters more than hey, nonny, nonny, plus inedible food.
Hey, excuse me, inedible?
No, look, I'm sure you'll try your best, Mum, but this brawn...
You can take it from me, it'll be perfectly edible. Quite delicious.
Yeah, okay, sorry, look, I didn't mean...
And there'll be modern dishes as well.
Right, well, great.
Leonie had a marvellous idea. The latest exotic vegetables straight from the New World. Baked potatoes.
Oh. Right, yeah, I get it.
Well, it's just a bit of fun, but...
Fun, yeah. That is exactly what we need. So maybe we could have a grand ceremonial entrance, a parade, like piping in the potatoes.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, get the audience to... Yes, that's it. Brilliant.
Kenton?
Mum, do you know where I can get hold of a load of Elizabethan costumes?
I expect you're busy now.
No, that's okay. What can I do for you?
I wondered if I could pop round later. There's something I am...
Do you want to talk about it now?
No, not like this over the phone. What time does Will get back?
He said he'd be quite late this evening, about 7-ish, I think.
Right, is it okay if I come round straight after tea?
OK, so, hats, gloves...
Probably, yes, and perhaps some jackets too.
Yeah, great.
I can't promise anything, but I'll talk to my friend at Floss tomorrow.
Hello, how's it going?
All done here.
Right, I'll get them in for tea.
Just coming.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Mum, you've been a great help. Now, keep it to yourself, OK? And especially, don't tell Linda. Not a word.
So, that's why I wanted to come and tell you first.
Oh, Emma.
Sure, it won't be long before the whole village knows, but...
Oh, I realised things were getting tough for you, but... I never even thought
well,
that...
Well, now you know. We'll be moving at the end of next week.
Yeah. Yeah, I see. Oh, you poor thing. Hey, I wish you'd told me sooner.
Oh, well, it's not so bad, really. At least we got somewhere to go, and Mum and Dad are keen to have us. And Georgie seems fine about it as well.
Right. Well, who else knows?
Ruth and David. That's about it. I'm just worried what Will's going to say when he finds out.
Oh, no, you mustn't worry about that.
Well, he's not going to like it, is he? I mean, the way things are with him and Ed.
Look, I'll sort that out for you. I'll tell him. You leave it to me.
Is that you, sweetie? Can you give me a hand with this?
No, it's me.
Oh, Ma.
Leonie's moving her car so Matt can get it out the drive.
OK, I'm going to need a hand to get this thing down the stairs.
Oh, well, look, let me help you, darling.
Well, thanks, Ma, but you've got your own case?
Yes, darling.
So?
I'm going to catch a lift and come down to London with you.
Oh, right.
If that's okay with you.
Ma, it'll be lovely to have you along.
Oh, well, it's calmed down a bit at last. Matt swears he can cope without me for a day or two.
Or two?
Yeah, I thought I'd stay over and get the train back up tomorrow sometime.
Ah, good plan, Ma. Make the most of it, eh?
So I'll get to see you safely back into your flat again and maybe get a chance to have a quick look round the shops too.
Ah, a spot of Christmas shopping?
Main thing is we'll get a few more hours together and I won't have to say goodbye to you here.
Ah, that'll be nice. And for Leonie too.
I did check it out with her first, darling. Ah. She seems quite happy to have me along. And when we get there, I'll take you both out for a farewell lunch.
Oh, that's sweet of you.
Good, so that's settled then. Now, are you done with that case?
Just one thing, Ma. You say you're staying over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd be very welcome to the futon, of course, but...
No. You'll have Leonie there. Don't want me cluttering up the place. And I've already booked myself into a nice little hotel.
Ah, well, it might be more comfortable for you there.
Yes, I'll need my beauty sleep, darling. Now, if you're ready, I'll take my bag on down and I'll send Leonie up to help with yours.
Oh, thanks, Ma.
And then we can be on our way. Get a nice early start.
It was my idea, not Mike's. I don't think he's so keen on it.
I had a best friend called Michelle at primary school.
Did you?
Yeah, we lost touch, though. I don't know where she is now.
Though, you know, I'm not sure if I don't prefer Michaela.
That's a nice one, too.
Oh, Michelle took her, Michaela took her. Oh, it's difficult. Though, I think I'd go for Michaela.
Yeah, a bit more unusual, perhaps.
Yeah. Though you don't think it sounds too posh, do you?
Posh? No, not really. No posher than Nicola, is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Nicola's a lovely name. And you're not posh at all, are you?
No, well...
Oh, Nick, I'm sorry. I didn't mean well. I didn't...
It's okay, Vicky. I know what you mean.
Maybe we should add another. Nicola Tucker.
Sounds like you got enough already without adding mine, eh?
Yeah, perhaps you're right.
Vicky, good morning.
Hello,
morning.
Linda. And how are you today?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. I'm still getting bigger.
Oh, well, you're just the person I wanted to see. We need to have a chat about the costumes for the show.
Oh, right.
That's £7.20 then, Vicky.
I've already talked to Susan.
So have I. We're going to meet up on Saturday.
Oh, well, I can see you're ahead of me.
Did you want your paper, Linda?
Oh, yes, please.
There you are.
Ah, thank you, Nick. This is my last week at work. I start my maternity leave tomorrow, so I'll have more time to help out.
How many have you got to make?
Well, we've hired most of them from Floss.
Oh.
So it'll be more a question of making a few adjustments.
Oh, at least it's a job I can do sitting down.
Vicky, if you're not too busy now, why don't you come back to the hall for a coffee?
Oh,
then we can talk it through properly. There are one or two of the trickier costumes that will have to be made from scratch.
Yeah, what about your big mystery guest, this Lord of Misrule? Or...
Mystery guest?
Yeah, there, on the poster, see? Someone slapped a big sticker across it.
Sticker?
Oh, yeah, look. Featuring the one and only Lord of Misrule.
Ah, Lord of Misrule? Who's done that? It's quite spoilt the impact of my poster.
So it wasn't you then?
No, Vicky, it certainly wasn't.
Well, Ma.
Oh, James, darling. Oh.
Thanks again for the wonderful lunch. And for everything. For getting me back on my feet.
Oh, it's been so lovely having you. Now, just you look after yourself and let that leg mend properly.
I promise.
Anyway, look, Leonie's waiting for you.
You're quite sure you don't want that coffee?
Thanks, darling. Look, I'll go off and leave you both in peace.
Bye, then.
Bye, darling. Now, remember what your own Ma says and take care, won't you?
Yes, you too, Ma. Bye.
Bye. I'll give you a call tomorrow, when I get home.
Righto. Happy shopping.
Lillian?
Paul, I'm here. I made it.
Oh, that's great. Fantastic. Oh, Lillian, I'm so excited.
I've just said goodbye to James. I'm outside his place now.
Wonderful. When can I see you? When can we meet up?
Well, where are you now?
At the hotel.
Oh, right. Well, look, I'll come straight over.
Well, you know how to find it.
Yeah.
Don't get lost, will you? Now we've got this close, I think I'd die.
Don't worry. I'll take a cab.
Good. See you soon. I'll be waiting for you.
So you'll pick George up from school?
I'll take him round Leaders with the dogs. He's been wanting to come.
If that's okay.
I'll take him to the shop first. Get him a treat, you know? Might help him take his mind off it all.
Well,
I'm sorry, but when you say Emma's making out he's so happy, so over the moon about this move, I don't believe a word.
She said he was okay. I believe her.
Nick, you just think about it. When he comes to stay here after Christmas, he won't have a proper home to go back to.
Oh, Will, that's not true.
It is. He'll be camping out at his nan's.
No, not camping. They've got more room there than they ever had.
Just because my flipping brother's so blooming useless, he can't even...
Will!
He can't even keep a roof over their heads. At this rate, they'll end up living on the street.
No, stop that. You're not being fair.
So you think Ed's being fair on George? Doing this to him the week before Christmas.
Oh, please.
Well, do you? Because I don't.
Oh, why do we have to go through this again?
If you think I'm going to carry on, forget all about it, act like it never happened.
All I'm asking is for you to calm down a bit and stop slagging off your brother and think about what's best for George.
You think it's good for him to be chucked out of his home?
Oh, it's happened. There's nothing we can do to change it. And it must have really cost Emma to come up and tell me. Think about it.
Well, she's only got herself to blame.
Oh, how can you say that, Will? These things happen. They happen to a lot of people through no fault of their own. I know what it's like to have money worries.
Yeah.
And I know what it's like not to be able to give your kids even the tiniest treat. You've been lucky, Will. Ed hasn't. Why must you always look for someone to blame?
Well, you make your own luck, don't you?
Oh, come on, you don't really believe that. Whatever you feel about Ed, getting angry and shouting isn't going to help George. It's not going to make this any easier for him.
Okay, maybe not.
So, we'll remember that the next time you see Ed or Emma. All right?
Must be lovely. Seeing that pretty little room with the cot in it?
Yeah, it looks perfect.
Well, not long to go now.
No, I'm getting quite impatient.
Very exciting for you both.
Yeah, though I'm quite glad she's not due until after Christmas.
Yes, Christmas birthdays can be difficult.
Yeah, any sooner. She could have ended up sharing my birthday.
Oh, yes, next Monday, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well done.
It's there in my birthday book.
47. Still, it's not much different from 46, really.
No. You doing anything special?
No, just a quiet day at home. But then on Wednesday, Mike's taking me out for the whole day.
Oh, that'll be nice. Where to?
Cheltenham.
Lucky you.
Oh, I know. It's so sweet of him to organise it all. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, look! Look! There's another!
What?
My poster over there. Someone's put a great big sticker right across that, too.
Turkey's dead?
Yeah, Georgie. That's what I was doing yesterday, helping Grandpa and Grandma with them.
Where are they now?
Oh, hanging up in the container on the field, waiting for...
Have their insides taken out?
That's right, yeah. Then they'll have to be taken around to all the customers.
Oh, that's too bad. It's sheer vandalism.
Afternoon, Linda.
Oh, hello. Hello, George.
Hello.
Have you seen this, Will?
Hmm?
Someone's been... putting huge stickers all over my lovely posters?
Yeah, I saw the one in the shop.
But who would want to do such a thing, and why?
Kenton?
No, it's not him.
Well, he's going to be this Lord of Misrule, isn't he?
No, I called him and questioned him. It's quite clear to me he knew nothing about it.
Oh.
He thinks he must have a big fan out there somewhere.
Maybe.
Well, whoever it is, I wish they wouldn't. I have a good mind to take it down.
Well, that makes it sound interesting, though, don't it?
Oh. Really?
Yeah. You know, the one and only Lord of Misrule. Well, I wasn't going to bother with it being Shakespeare and all that.
Weren't you?
But maybe I will get his tickets after all.
Oh.
Would you like to go, George?
Yeah, will it be funny?
Well, looks like it.
Well, perhaps I'll leave it then, but... Oh, dear, George, you're right. If Kenton's going to live up to this, I'll have to get busy and find some more jokes for him. He's going to need all the help he can get.
I was beginning to lose hope. Maybe it was all just a dream. I'd never see you again.
Silly.
I've been wanting this so much. Sometimes I honestly thought I'd go mad.
Darling. You know, I felt just the same.
You really mean that?
Yes. Oh, yes. Every minute of every day.
That makes me a very lucky guy, then.
Oh, Paul. I'm not much good to you, am I?
No, don't say that.
Those times I've kept putting you off. Kept you waiting. Shh. I hated myself for doing it, but... Oh, it's been so difficult.
Yeah, it's harder for you, I know. I do understand. You're here now. That's what matters.
Darling. Why does life have to be so complicated?
Shush, shush. Leave all that. Forget it. Ah, Lillian. My Lillian. I love you.
Oh.
So, happy?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
I've been putting it off coming up here. Oh, should have got it down ages ago.
Well, the tree?
And the rest of the decorations.
Susan.
Need a dust and a wipe down. But it should do us another year.
Susan.
If you just stand there, I'll pass it down.
Susan. I've just been on the phone to Mike and ordered us a real tree.
Real?
Yeah, from the estate.
Oh.
We did talk about it, remember?
Well, yeah, but we didn't decide anything, did we?
Yes, we did. We said we'd leave the plastic one for this year and get a real one.
Oh, well.
For George and Kira. Look, I know you don't like the needles, but it'll make it more special for them, won't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it will.
So I've asked Mike to cut us a nice one, not too big.
How big?
Well, bigger than the plastic one, of course.
Okay.
But if he doesn't cut it till next week, it'll be nice and fresh, so it won't shed the needles.
Oh, do you know, never mind the needles.
Hmm?
If we're going to bother, we might as well get a decent size one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I might as well get the rest of the stuff down while I'm here.
Well, you pass the box down to me.
Here.
Right, OK, I've got it.
Oh, and there's a case here too.
Huh?
It's got my spare bits of material in it.
Oh.
It's quite heavy.
Oh, OK, pass it down.
Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. Might be useful for the show costumes.
Oh?
There's all kinds of stuff in there. Dressing up clothes are made for Emma.
Well, aren't you getting the costumes from, what's it, the Felpersham Opera?
Oh, most of them, yeah. But they're bound to need some alterations.
Well, can't people do their own?
Oh, Neil, can you see Jazza with a sewing machine?
Well, maybe not him.
So?
Hey, look! A jester's hat.
Oh, Christopher's, do you remember?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that won't do for Jazza. He's meant to be a friar.
What, for this rude song he's singing?
Who says it's rude?
Well, from the way he's been talking.
Risque, according to Linda.
Ah.
Anyway, that's all I'm going to do for now, or I'll be late for work.
Yeah, and I'm off down to Grange Farm.
Oh, so are you going
to... tell Ed I can help him out with the move.
Just that?
And I'll try and talk to him about his business.
I think you should.
Not going to be easy, though, is it? He's not going to like it.
Soup by the window. Can't keep his eyes off you.
I doubt it.
Well, straight up. You can see why. You're so sexy and gorgeous, I can hardly take my eyes off you.
Sweet.
Or maybe he's just impressed by the way you've been polishing off that linguine.
It's just so good. Honestly, I've not felt this hungry since, oh, I don't know, days and days.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
You have given me back my appetite, darling.
Or is it the shopping that's done it?
But, darling, I'm supposed to be here for the shops. I had to go home with something.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
Even if it is just a pair of gloves and some perfume from a poor old mum.
Yeah, OK, well, one day I'll have to take you out for some serious shopping.
Really?
Yeah, so you can treat yourself for once. It's something really special.
Oh, Paul, that'd be lovely.
And whenever it suits.
All right. How about one day next week?
Yeah. You just tell me when.
All right. No promises, but I'll give Brenda a call and see what's in the diary.
You do that.
Oh, I can't believe our time's gone so fast.
Well, if you let me drive you back...
Yeah. Oh, I'd love you to, darling. But not all the way. If you drop me at Hollerton, I'll take a cab.
Deal.
Just to be safe.
Yeah. Anyway, we've still got an hour or two yet, so let's make the most of it.
You tell me what day suits you best and I'll come over with the van.
Oh, yeah?
I can help you load your stuff up and then unpack it the other end.
That'd be great. That's really good of you, Neil. Dad says he'll help too.
Oh, no worries. You got enough boxes?
Yeah, a few, yeah.
Well, I've got some in the shed, if you want.
Oh, brilliant. Hey, up, go on.
I can drop them down for you at the weekend.
Oh, thanks, Neil. Yeah, I didn't reckon we'd have that much to pack.
It's always more than you think.
We've hardly made a start.
Well, if you need a hand with anything else...
No, that's great. We'll sort it.
Okay.
Maybe I'll see if Oliver can do this for me one afternoon.
Yeah. Look, Ed, there was something else I was going to ask.
Yeah?
Well, I know I'm not the world's greatest businessman. In fact, I've made just about every mistake in the book in my time. So, you could say I've learnt the hard way. I know what it's like trying to look after your stock and do the accounts and keep on top of it all.
Yeah, look, Neil...
what I was wondering... If you wanted, if you think it'd help, we could sit down and have a look at your books. See if there's any way that we can...
No, look, thanks for the offer.
Oh, just talk it through over a pint.
No, really, there's no need. I can handle it.
You sure about that? I'd be more than willing.
Yeah, so it's been a rough patch, but... Well, now I won't have to pay the rent. You know, the pressure's off.
All right.
I do appreciate it, Neil, but I'm fine, honestly.
Why not have a think about it anyway? The offer's still there, any time.
You're sure that's okay with you?
Yeah. Wednesday should be fine.
Right.
I'll say I'm still way behind with my shopping, which is perfectly true.
He won't decide to come with you?
Matt? Not to Cheltenham. It's not really his thing.
Okay.
Unless it's for the races. He did try and take me out shopping last week, but...
Did he? Oh, well, must have been a rare treat for you.
No, well, he did his best.
Look, if next week's a hassle for you, just say it. I don't want to get you into trouble.
No, darling, you leave it to me. I'll fix it.
Great. Fantastic. Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, Paul.
What? You've no regrets, have you?
Oh, no. It's been wonderful. It's just... It's all ended so soon.
Yeah.
Why can't we still be back in London, up sitting in a car park in dreary old Hollerton?
There'll be other times.
Yeah.
There's no use looking too far ahead, eh? It's going to be a long, lonely weekend for me, but I never thought of next Wednesday to keep me sane.
I'll try and call you, I promise.
Only if you can.
Oh, look, here it comes, my taxi. I'll have to go.
There's no use putting off the evil moment.
Oh, darling, thanks so much for everything. Driving me back.
No, wait. Yeah. Don't forget, I'll be thinking of you. Till the next time.
So, I did my best. He just wasn't having it.
Well, at least you tried.
The thing is, he says everything's fine, but I can see he knows that's not the truth.
No. I suppose we could talk to Emma.
Well, you could have a go.
What, me?
One of us.
Oh, not tonight, please.
Well, I'm busy too.
You taking those eggs round now?
No, loading them up for the morning.
Well, I've got enough family problems to deal with. You know what Emma was telling me this afternoon about Tracy?
Oh, go on.
Well, you know she's been doing dinner times at Loxley Barrett School. Well, apparently she's had a big row with one of the teachers.
What kind of a row?
We don't know. George saw it happen in the playground. He didn't pick up what it was about.
Sounds par for the course.
It could be serious, Neil.
Hmm?
Oh, she's so hard up, she can't afford to lose a job.
Neil! Oh, hi, Ed.
Hello, Ed.
So, what can I do for you, then?
I'm sorry to call round so late. What you said this afternoon about the business.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, I've been thinking, and maybe you're right. Maybe two heads might be better than one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, that sounds sensible to me.
So if the offer's still on...
Yes, of course, yeah.
If we could do what you said, you know, sit down, go through the books, that'd be great.
Oh, well, when would you like to?
Oh, well, not now. It's been a long day. Maybe give it a day or two.
Oh, that's fine by me.
Not too long, though,
no,
eh?
No.
Whenever suits you, Ed.
Great, thanks.
Well, now you're here, why don't you come in for a bit? I got a couple of beers in the fridge.
We're going to start clearing upstairs tomorrow. Get the rooms ready for the kids.
That's really good of you, Susan.
It'll be all nice and cosy for them.
We really do appreciate all this, you know.
Oh, don't be so silly. You know you're more than welcome.
There we go.
Oh, great, thanks.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Right then, I'm going to go and put some washing on, all right?
Okay, yeah. So, I'm glad you changed your mind about this, Ed.
Well, my accounts and paperwork, it's scary trying to deal with all this stuff on my own, to be honest.
Tell me about it.
So that's why it would be great to talk through with someone who's already been there, you know, someone I can trust, you know?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
There you go, Prescott. Get that, down you?
Thanks.
Well, after you've been slogging it out with the commuters at Hollerton Junction, eh? I know what that's like.
Yeah, but it's quite busy.
So, how was the West End? Did you cross a few names off the present list?
Well, I've made some progress. Not quite as much as I'd hoped.
Well, there's still time yet.
Yeah.
If you're hungry... Supper's waiting.
Supper?
Yeah, quiche and salad.
You mean you...
Yeah, don't worry, I didn't cook it myself. I got it from the deli in town.
That was very organised of you.
Well, Tiger missed his little Pushka. It's good to have you back again.
It's nice to be home.
Yeah, well, I know it meant a lot to you having James around. So I'll have to work hard to make up for it, won't I?
That's sweet of you.
Now we've got the house back to ourselves, in a week's time, we can put the business to bed and shut that office door for a few days.
That'd be nice.
Then settle in and have a really great Christmas. Just you and me, eh, Puss?